Virginia Commonwealth University, better known as VCU, will celebrate its 50th anniversary on July 1st. But how did this school with two campuses and the motto, Make It Real, come to be? John Kneebone, chair of VCU's history department, knows the story.
In 1964, Governor Harrison agreed to a legislative study committee. But along the way, they ended up advocating the creation of George Mason University, Old Dominion University, Christopher Newport, and what became Virginia Commonwealth University.
That first big step was a recommendation from the General Assembly's Wayne Commission to merge the Richmond Professional Institute and the Medical College of Virginia. And after white flight had hollowed out some residential areas, Richmond was primed for a rejuvenation period. And VCU was quick to take advantage. But Kneebone says there was a problem.
The Wayne Commission's recommendation for the location of a campus in the city of Richmond said that VCU would spread all the way south to the James River. They didn't even mention that there was an existing neighborhood called Oregon Hill to the south.
This all started with me in 1979.
Charles Poole has been a resident of the Oregon Hill neighborhood since 1976.
I was walking over VCU and looked in the library, and they had a master plan displayed that actually showed where my art studio was, demolished with a building on it. That's the first I'd heard about it.
Poole is an active member of Oregon Hill's Civic Association and Home Improvement Council. It's based in a historically white working class neighborhood.
Put these preservation easements on there.
We're on the front porch of a house built in 1817 by Quaker abolitionist George Winston. It's called the Jacob House. Poole says the community is proud that dozens of homes like the Jacob House were saved from being bought and torn down by VCU. To find out VCU's impact on other surrounding neighborhoods, we walk about a mile north, where I met up with John Meeser. He worked in VCU's Department of Urban Planning for 30 years.
Where we are right now is one of the most dramatic additions to the physical plant of the university. We are at the brand new Center for Contemporary Art.
The three-story cutting-edge zinc masterpiece with crystal-clear glass windows opened a few months ago. When thinking about changes to Richmond's landscape, Meeser points to VCU's ambivalence to moving west into the Fan, an affluent community, and instead deciding to develop north in a historically black neighborhood.
North of a major thoroughfare, Broad Street, there was a very significant African-American neighborhood.
It's called the Carver Community, and today it's largely gone, thanks mainly to the Siegel Center, VCU's basketball arena, built in 1999. Apartment complexes were built a few years later, and a basketball practice facility opened in 2015. This brought new people, new money, and even new attractions to the Carver community. Michael Paul Williams can attest to this. He's a columnist with the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and he's a Richmond native.
Monument Avenue 10K starts at the Siegel Center. And I remember maybe a decade ago being at the starting line with a buddy who had left Richmond for a couple of decades. And he looked around in amazement. He said, oh my gosh, you know, VCU is the college that ate Richmond.
Williams is astonished by VCU's presence. He praises the Arts District created by VCU and the city, calling it an immense positive. But Williams believes VCU can do so much more in healing Richmond's soul. He's talking about the concentrated poverty, public education woes, and health disparities.
I don't have rose-colored glasses looking back at Richmond's past because Richmond's always had issues, and maybe it always will. But I'm heartened to see that we're working, at least working, on some of those issues.
Richmonders look forward to continued talks and transformation of the city as VCU celebrates its 50th anniversary, Sunday, July 1st. I'm Jason Fuller.